I've come to Radio 100 to talk to Jack the Kuiper, and I'd like to tell you exactly where in Amsterdam I am, but I can't, because Radio 100 is a pirate station. I was actually blindfolded and brought here in an unmarked car. Well, I wasn't actually, but it's still a highly secret location, this, because Radio 100 being pirate is illegal. But, Jack, you've been going for, what, 17 years now? I mean, if somebody wanted to shut you down, surely they could have done so by now.
Well, they did, actually. About 10 years ago, they closed us down. They raided the building where we had our studio at that time. They took the equipment, and it took us a long time through the judge to get the equipment back. And when they gave it back, they made a specific point out of it to tell us, like, you can't use it for illegal purposes, meaning, like, we couldn't use it in the studio anymore because for the Dutch law we're illegal.
Tell me a bit about the history of the station, because it's quite interesting. There were a number of you, there were a number of pirate stations that came together in the middle 1980s, apparently, which gave rise to Radio 100.
It's true. They were all separate little radio stations, like broadcasting out of their bedrooms or the attic, something like that. Also out of squat houses. And it was very popular, like 15, 20 years ago about this. But they became too small. The squats got, like, closed down by the police, so there got less and less squats or shorter time that you could live in a squat house in Amsterdam, which caused five radio stations to join up and form one big radio station, which became Radio 100. And we still have one station that's actually having its own identity within Radio 100.
Do you have any idea who your audience is and how big it is?
Not exactly, because we don't have the equipment to measure that, but the idea, if you look like what people show up at our parties or at the festivals that we're organizing, it's of course still a large group that's coming out of the squat scene, but there's also a large group of artists, musicians, composers actually, and internationally known musicians. So it's quite a wide range of people, actually.
Well, that's great, and that's sort of what I would have expected just from looking at your schedule. It's interesting, you're not the first person we've spoken to here who's mentioned the squat scene as having been a very important seed in terms of a lot of the things that have grown here since. How did that scene come about, and what's happened to it?
It's still there, but it's changing. It's transforming, of course. Looking to Amsterdam, there's like always a tension between the authorities and people that like some more freedom than they're actually getting. And maybe Holland is famous for that. I'm not sure. I'm not so many times abroad. But in Amsterdam, definitely people who are seeking for artistic freedom in music or in art or in dance or any other art form, they like to be acquainted with Radio 100. And they're also like living in squat houses because they need space to develop their art, and they don't have a lot of money to rent a big atelier, as we say in Dutch. So automatically these people get in between, mixed up with the squat scene, and they're also critical people, and they want to let their voice heard, which also comes down to the radio here, but also in the squat scene. So it's still there, but it's changing.
Jack, the what used to be called $64,000 question, what is going to happen to Radio 100? What do you think in a couple of years' time is going to be going on here?
What I hope is that Radio 100 can continue the way it is, because the way we are surviving is very professional in a way, but not commercial. That's something that we want to boost up, that everyone knows this and that we get like recognition for it. Also from the government, hopefully financially, because it costs about 80,000 euros to run a radio station in Holland. What I think will happen, to be quite honest, is that things will change a little bit. It depends on the government. I'm not so optimistic of the climate in Holland, looking at our new government, and I think that the cultural side will probably get less. So I think we need to get a little bit more organized than we used to be. And how that will look in exactly in the future, I don't know. But one thing I know for sure, an initiative like Radio 100, this radio station, would be really a loss if it couldn't continue in any way.